And I'm not kidding about the children of princes being turned over to monasteries as abandoned children. This is actually what happened. So this dis-ease from these original vicious folk has filtered down to us, and we are figuring out this story called class and deciding that we are tired of this mess, ready to move on. In that February 8, 2015 show where we read that section of the chapter Progress from Waking Up just mentioned, I said that we the people, are the only legitimate authors of the story of progress, the only ones who should determine its needed content, and that I believe with Kropotkin and Nikola Tesla and all folks of good heart that progress lies in our authentic unity, the authentic unity of all human beings, i.e. a unity based in individual self-sufficiency. And that to think these necessary thoughts, necessary for advancing the species to freedom, we need to discuss essentially the story of class, such that we understand its hierarchy and division and compartmentalization accurately and can challenge power's story, that it is the inevitability, supposedly, of necessity and scarcity and our, quote unquote, inherent greed, as opposed to their greed, lust for power, that supposedly makes our unity as human beings an unattainable dream, that we are essentially all the same, all made of the same stuff, that we are all good and want the same things out of life, is never acknowledged. It especially never comes up when the power-vetted media brings out its pundits to analyze the geopolitical scene or national security or the weapons systems of DARPA. And by the way, who are the targets these weapons are designed to be used against ultimately, if not us? Especially now that we are in that time of manufactured resource shortages and calculated depletion. Especially now, it is the domestic theater that looms large in the militaristic ambitions of global state statesmen. And let's not forget that the police are designed to be the fall guys. I thought about this when I realized, despite what I'd assumed initially, that the police were ignorant about the EMF assault on me. I thought the opposite because it was from someone in a police lockup, an Occupy protester who wrote about it, that I learned to use garlic to recover. And now, however, with my extensive experience of being targeted and hit from some distance above, it has shown me that detained folks can be punished, and punishing, let's not forget, is power's MO. Can be punished and the police never know. Though in the minds of those detainees hit, it will seem as if they are the cause of it.